Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
In the second inning, it looked from the dugout that there was a substance on his neck. You could see it. I could see it from the dugout. It was confirmed by a number of camera angles in the ballpark.
Here's the manager of the Boston Red Sox commenting on this week's pine tar incident that saw Yankees pitcher Michel Pineda get tossed out of the game and ultimately suspended. The Yankees suck. That's the number 10. Being a Bostonian, I have to start with that, right? Major League Baseball, number 10 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Time for us to go through an hour of the top talk topics of the week, as we do every week at this time, reviewing what happened this past week, the week ending Friday, April 25th. I'm Doug Steffen here as we go through all of the big hits, the most talked about items, according to the review that's been done by the folks at Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and the, I guess the oversight that's provided. That's a good name for it. I guess it is a good word for it. Oversight of the talk radio industry, monitoring talk radio programs and stations and hosts all across the country. That's how we come up with this list every week. And we're going from number 10 to number 1. Major League Baseball is half of number 10. The other item sharing the number 10 spot this week is the Boston Marathon. So sports front and center here. Here's host Mitch Albom talking to Bob Ryan from the Boston Globe about the race that was run this year, the Boston Marathon 2014.
People came back in droves after the bombing last year that killed 3 and injured so many more, and proved that the spirit of that event and that city and this country to some degree is resilient indeed. Bob Ryan has covered many of these far less eventful ones than this one, or far less significant. How was it, Bob?
Well, the scene was predictably upbeat and festive. I was at the ballpark, actually, which, of course, as you know, was only a sacrifice fly from Kenmore Square and the 1 mile mark, 25-mile mark of the race.
That's right.
So I came out after the game, and, you know, you see those 4-hour people coming by, which is the heart and soul of the marathon.
Yep.
4-hour people.
That was about my range.
I
was in the heart and soul of it, yeah.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, that's when, and people, believe me, we're getting the encouragement that you remember.
That's right.
That's the full flavor of the marathon. Yeah. Those elite runners are just in memory by that time. They've come across it at between 10 after 12 and 20 after 12, and now it's getting on 3 o'clock, and it's 4 hours, it's 5 hours into the race at that point. So anyway, you know the drill. It was a great day, and thank God nothing bad has happened. And an American on top of it, where a woman wins the women's wheelchair, American, and then Meb, and don't get me to try to pronounce his last name,
yeah,
our boy Meb.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, though, it's a funny thing, though, you'll love this. I'm at the ballpark, and like, this being 2014, we've got great video capabilities, and they show the winners, they show the woman's winner, and they show the wheelchair. Now they show the winner of the men's race, and his face is up there, and if there's no, I'm in the ballpark now, and there's no tag on it. You know, I see a man of color, and people showing. There's no reaction. I mean, 35,000, there is zero reaction. They see they figured it was just another Kenyan, right? They have no idea. Then they flash, it's Meb, our boy, our American, who came here when he was 12 years old, and, now, USA, which I hate that.
Yeah.
And, stop it. You didn't even know who we were. I didn't either, I'll be honest.
Right.
So that was a little moment.
Number 9.
Week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, hosts Mike Russell and Pamela Hughes dealing with the Arizona Veterans Administration scandal. Man, what an outrage this is. Every American, in my estimation, ought to be ashamed of the way the Veterans Administration, in general, is handling things with our veterans. But this was specific to Phoenix. Apparently, they're keeping a secret list of veterans waiting for treatment. At least 40 veterans have died while waiting for treatment or even to get analyzed.
This situation with the VA hospitals, as we've seen, maybe up to 40 deaths are being claimed or being, credited with this secondary list of patients, people that were dying on a waiting list, Pamela.
Right. So now what we've got is we've got our two senators. We've got Senator John McCain and Jeff Flake. They're calling for this investigation. They want some hearings to find out why this happened, that supposedly 400 of our veterans right here in Arizona apparently died while waiting for those medical appointments. And this is being focused at the Phoenix VA Medical Center.
Right. Now, John McCain says that we've simply lost confidence.
It's obvious that the Phoenix VA has lost confidence of the community of veterans here in Arizona.
And it's time to do something about it. Jeff Flake followed up talking about secret books.
A serious charge is that secret books were kept and that access should have been given that wasn't and that may have led to death.
Pamela, the secret books that he's talking about are essentially lists of patients that weren't being seen, that were kept on a different list to give the impression that there wasn't a long waiting list.
They're cooking the books.
They're definitely cooking the books, is what they're being accused of.
Accused.
We don't have proof of this. That's why they're calling for Senate hearings. Now, I want to ask, is this an Arizona issue? Pamela, do we need to get the feds involved here, or do we need to take care of our own business before we send it up to mom and dad?
I think you need to figure out what's truly going on here before you kick it up to mom and dad. You kind of handle things within the family first.
Right.
See if there is a fire. Right now there's some smoke,
mm-hmm.
right? Right.
Yeah.
So let's see if and where there's a fire burning. And apparently, Senator John McCain has set up a couple people to handle these issues, a couple people here in Arizona and a couple people in D.C. to help out. And he said that he's appalled by the number of phone calls and contact that he's had with veterans that have said that the VA in Phoenix was just waiting and hoping that these men and women would die and be one less burden to the system.
Oh, my goodness.
These are the men and women who put their lives on the line for this country. We know that PTSD is a big problem when they come back. We know that IEDs and not just the mental anguish, but the physical anguish as well, mm-hmm. when they come back to the United States is a problem. We need to support and rally around them and not necessarily tell them you're on your own and hope for the worst, because that's at least the image that's being painted right now.
Unbelievable. It really is. What a disgrace. These people should be fired at best and sent to jail. And this kind of stuff keeps going on and on and on. And you know it's because the country is too big. Can't handle all of the things that are necessary to manage a country like this. And without any managerial experience, which is the story of this particular administration especially, you get what you get. But it's rampant, and it isn't just because of this administration. It just is worse because of this administration. Up next, number 8 on the countdown. Stand by.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man.
That was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer from Boston, Massachusetts.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita. Morning win.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Number eight this week on the Talk Radio Review, the Supreme Court and the story of the legitimizing of the vote in Michigan on affirmative action. Here are host Mike Stone, Bill McAllister, talking to legal analyst Charlie Langton about this.
The Supreme Court decision, is there anything the other side can do?
No, they're stuck. That's it. I mean, the Supreme Court ruled, so right now the issue is you cannot use race if you want to go to college admission. I mean, that's the way it is. Now, some people argue that the ACT scores, the SAT scores are discriminatory, and that people who are minorities, they don't get the same kind of education as someone that is a privileged someone. And there may be some merit to that.
There is.
But you cannot, at least now, but the Supreme Court said that the voters of Michigan spoke, and there's nothing illegal or unconstitutional about the voters voting on this issue.
Okay, so if they say the voters voted.
I know what you're going to ask me.
Where does that take you to the gay marriage issue?
There's a difference. Okay. And I believe the difference is, and if you take a look at the, remember, there has not been a gay marriage case that has gone to the Supreme Court yet. I do think we'll get one, but not yet. But the bottom line here is the Supreme Court said, yes, voters can vote on things that are constitutional. And as far as there's no rational bait, there's no reason to discriminate against people if you're black and white. No reason to discriminate. Why should black people get more of a preference, say, than white people? Okay, same thing with the gay marriage. Why should there be discrimination between gay people and straight people? And so to me, I can use that same logic in the gay marriage case, that voters can only vote on things that are not discriminatory. And if you believe that gay people are being discriminated against, that is something that should not be voted on. And I kind of think that's the way the Supreme Court will rule. It's kind of the way the lower courts have ruled on this gay marriage. So yes, voters are great. People can vote on anything, but it's got to be constitutional to begin with.
And I don't know the answer, but whether affirmative action stays, or in this case it's, you know, the ban was upheld and the people's what they voted for is staying, someone's getting screwed over.
Well, the essence of somebody getting screwed over has to do with how you look at affirmative action one way or another, but that wasn't the real issue, and a lot of people have just not gotten what the real issue was. The real issue the Supreme Court decided on had nothing to do with affirmative action, had to do with your right to vote and choose and make decisions at the ballot box, which they have upheld, which is good, in my opinion. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The next 30 seconds could save your life or that of someone you love. The Peacekeeper Mini by Tiger Light is the latest in high-tech self-defense. Combining the number one rated Tiger Light with the amazing new Bluetooth GPS crowd alert technology, there is nothing like it. Endorsed by top police, military, and self-defense experts. Pre-order now at one-third the retail price at Indiegogo.com. Search Peacekeeper Mini.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number seven.
All right, number seven this week has to do with the Federal Communications Commission and so-called net neutrality. If you understand it, it's good for you. If you don't understand it, maybe you'll get a primer by listening to this excerpt from a talk radio program hosted by Ben Cruz and Jack Tomczyk. They are talking to one of their callers about the FCC getting involved in the battle over net neutrality.
I don't want the government to get involved. And that's what the government is doing. They're getting involved. What I would like is for a company to come in and say, we're going to do it cheaper and better than everybody else. And then this isn't an issue, because then you don't have a monopoly deciding it's going to make money on every single transaction.
I have a question, Ben.
What's the question? Yeah.
You say you don't want the government to get involved. By passing net neutrality or by rejecting net neutrality, which outcome means the government gets less involved?
Here's what I want.
No, answer my question. Which outcome is better in terms of the government not being involved?
The government not being involved in this case means a monopoly gets more involved, and I don't like that. The whole idea of government control of business is because of the trusts, is because of the trust busting.
How would you vote on it?
In absentia.
That's so bad. You're the worst.
This is why I'm not going to get elected to anything. I don't know enough about the actual legalese. I don't know anything about the actual law and legislation that would have to get passed to do whatever on this. I think this issue is a distraction from the larger issue.
It's still out there. It's still going to be voted.
I know that, but if we keep... Comcast wants you to argue about net neutrality, because then you're not asking the question, why aren't there more cable companies in my area? It doesn't... What I'm saying is if I had more options for my cable and internet dollar, we wouldn't have monopolies pushing companies around like this. They would find ways to make the service cheaper for everybody, the people that are putting the data online and the people that are pulling the data through the tubes. Mm-hmm. But because it's a monopoly, they get to charge everybody whatever they want, and you don't have any choice.
Has something to that argument. Okay, let's review where we are to this point. Sports Talk Radio at number 10. The situation with the Supreme Court and affirmative action. Oh, that's number 8. Number 9, the Arizona Veterans Administration scandal. Number 8 is Supreme Court. Number 7, the FCC and net neutrality. We'll be getting to number 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1 coming up. As a matter of fact, our poll at DougStefan.com, something you might want to pay attention to. The top 10 top, say it again, Doug, top 10 talk topics of the week listed at DougStefan.com. We're interested in finding out from you which is the most important one. Is it the marathon and sports, things that are going on Sports Talk Radio? Is it the Arizona scandal, the VA scandal? Is it the Supreme Court action on voting? The FCC and net neutrality? The South Korean ferry disaster? President Obama's trip to Asia? The drone strikes in Yemen? 2016 presidential race, Obamacare, or the situation in the Ukraine? That's the order. Number 1 is Ukraine. Number 10 is Boston Marathon. Tell us which one you think is the most important. As far as people are concerned, the list this week at number 10, Charles Edwards, Sharon Hellman is at 9, Tom Wheeler at 8, John Boehner at 7, Joe Biden at 6, Jeb Bush, Rand Paul, and Ted Cruz with Paul Ryan number 5, Chelsea Clinton 4, Hillary Clinton 3, Vladimir Putin, Pookin Putin at 2, and President Barack Obama number 1. The list of people, stories, topics, hot hits, continuing on this week's Talk Radio. The Talk Radio Countdown, Talk Radio Review, whichever you prefer.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes.
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with Staples.com/copy and print for details.
To everybody out there, time to improve your life and your body, starting at the powerhouse of it all, your heart. If you are worried about your circulation, your blood pressure, you need to be on Heart Factors Plus. Here's Paul, one of our listeners, who said, I'm very satisfied with Heart Factors Plus. Not only has it restored my blood pressure to a healthy level, it's decreased the swelling in my feet. I'm reordering. Well, Heart Factors Plus is an astounding cardiovascular supplement affecting your muscles, getting more blood there, more blood in your head and your brain and all over your body. So start and use Heart Factors Plus for better doctor visits, improved function, and an enhanced life. 800-577-8560. If it doesn't work, you get your money back. No questions asked. Help yourself to a longer, healthier life. 800-577-8560. Mention Doug Stefan. Get a bottle of CoQ10 and new fish oil formula just for trying Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 800-577-8560. Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's Gutsy.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Number six, as our pursuit continues, find out what's going on in the world of conversation radio, so-called political talk radio. That's it, the hot hits. Number six has to do with that South Korean ferry disaster. Here's King La, a reporter, working on the developments, the latest developments in the South Korean ferry disaster.
The first call for help came not from the captain, but from a boy on board. The South Korean Coast Guard tells CNN that call happened a full 3 minutes before the ship's crew made its first distress call. More grim news from the search zone as search and rescue divers plunge into the cold, murky water, hoping to find survivors nearly a week after the tragedy. The search here is dangerous. Divers swim down more than 100 feet, following guide ropes that lead them into the submerged ferry, where they can barely see a foot in front of them. The low visibility and debris make it nearly impossible for them to find their way around. Authorities say the efforts are still a search and rescue operation, but no survivors have been found since 174 people were rescued last week, soon after the ferry went down. Divers entered the ship's cafeteria on the third floor Tuesday and continue their focus on the third and fourth levels, inside the lounge and cabin areas where they believe many of the students are located. The tough conditions and high body count are taking a toll on divers.
The conditions are so bad, my heart aches. We're going in thinking there may be survivors. When we have to come back with nothing, we can't even face the families.
Meanwhile, two more crew members were arrested Tuesday, bringing the total of those facing charges to 9. Their heads bowed and covered, they said they tried to reach the lifeboats as the ship was tilting over.
But we slipped, so we could not do that.
Chung-hae-ji Marine, the ferry operator, has posted an apology on its website. We prostrate ourselves before the victims' families and beg for forgiveness, the website said. We beg for forgiveness from the victims' families and pray for the dead. Small consolation to family members on the shore, called into white dome tents to identify the remains of their loved ones.
Number five, the president is visiting a number of countries, 8-day trip to Asia. Here's host Doug McKelvin with Debbie Monterey talking to Mark Smith, who is with the president correspondent, about the items on the agenda during this Far East tour.
I'm going to be calling this the President Obama 2014 hand-holding tour. What do you think?
I think that's pretty good, and you probably could have applied that to the last tour he took, last month when he went to Europe, when he was reassuring the NATO and other European allies about America's support in the face of Russia and Ukraine. Here he's talking about reassuring the Asian allies in the face of a newly assertive China and the possible precedent that Russia and Ukraine set for settling territorial disputes unilaterally. So, yeah, the president's going to be talking to the allies about that, about trade, about global warming, and about a lot of other stuff. But he's looking over his shoulder at Ukraine, you bet.
Let's talk a little bit about trade, because we just had a report that Toyota, once again, the world's largest automaker, General Motors coming in second. I'm sure autos and the Trans-Pacific Partnership are going to come up at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. This is this agreement that's supposed to include a dozen nations in this part of the world, including Japan, in a free trade, a largely free trade zone that the president believes is going to be a huge boost to the U.S. economy if it can be successfully negotiated. Congressional Democrats are very dubious, and they have so far blocked fast-track authority on this. But the president is hoping that the talks with the Japanese on autos and especially on agriculture and some other sectors will bear fruit. They've been working on it running up to this trip and will be probably continuing through the trip. If the Japanese angle can be unlocked, it is possible that this accord could be nailed down by the end of the year. Whether Congress passes it, though, that's another question.
Number four on the countdown this week, hosts Bridget Quinn and Wayne Cabot talking about the deadly Afghanistan hospital attack. You understand what went on over there. If you haven't heard the story, this is their conversation with a reporter named Juan Zarate about the American doctors who got killed in this hospital in Kabul.
Three American doctors serving at a hospital in Kabul killed when an Afghan security guard opened fire on them today. CBS News senior national security analyst Juan Zarate says there's a lot of anti-West sentiment there.
There's no question that the Taliban and the extremist forces do not like the West and want to kick the U.S., NATO forces and anything that smells of the outside world out of Afghanistan. But you do have these episodes where supposedly allied individuals within the Afghan security services are turning on U.S. and other individuals.
But he says incidents like this aren't always just the Taliban taking aim at the West.
You've had disgruntled individuals, a little bit akin to workplace violence type incidents. You've had individuals who've turned over time and grown more radicalized and grown to despise sort of their Western counterparts. In some cases, you've had Taliban sympathizers or individuals who have infiltrated and have committed these attacks. And so there's kind of the full spectrum of activities. And the reality is you've got a lot of weapons in that environment. You've got a lot of tension.
Zarate says the best way to guard against attacks like these are to screen security candidates carefully and then keep up a dialogue with them to make sure things don't change.
It raises, again, the question of what does stability longer term in Afghanistan look like? What is the phase withdrawal of U.S. troops look like, not just this year, but what happens in 2015, 2016? A lot of that has to do with the ability of NGOs, doctors, civilian sector employees from the West actually maintaining a presence and continuing to serve in Afghanistan. And if that's put at risk, you really do begin to see the devolution of a stable Afghanistan. It already has problems, but you can imagine things that are worse.
Okay, so there are two adjuncts to the number four item this week. Not only the Afghanistan hospital attack is in the forefront, but also those drone strikes in Yemen. Here's host Bill Carroll talking to counterterrorism expert Aaron Cohen about a possible meeting of al-Qaeda members and attacks and drone strikes that were going on in Yemen.
You have this alleged high-level meeting in Yemen of high-ranking al-Qaeda members. Happens out in the open. They send out video. How could the U.S. not know about it? Why wasn't something done a few days later? 30 or so militants killed in drone strikes in a battle with Yemeni forces. And now, maybe they got the mastermind of the underwear bomb plot in a battle between U.S.-backed special forces and al-Qaeda members a couple of days later. It's just all coming out one little bit at a time. What do you make of all of this? Let's start with this. Do you think that there really was a high-level meeting, like a conference of al-Qaeda members, and that the United States intelligence community didn't know about it?
It's possible.
just because it's impossible to track every meeting when you're dealing with a terrorist network that is well funded, capable, understands the old tradecraft of you know, the spy business, which is how they move bits and pieces of information around. It's a hard network to penetrate. It's, you know, we're 10, 12 years, 13 years after the 9/11 attacks, and it takes time to develop those sources. So I believe that it's absolutely possible that there was a high-level meeting that the Americans did not know about. But what we saw and what we're seeing now with this special operations mission is the result of the information getting out, getting to them quickly, and them responding timely. So that's the way this business works. So I do believe that the meeting could have potentially happened without us knowing about it, and there could be dozens of other meetings happening as we speak.
All right, so the Talk Radio Countdown Show, we have numbers 3, numbers 2, and number 1 to deal with. We're going to do that as we continue here. I'm Doug Steffen on your weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio called the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8300 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you. You don't even need to be a musician. Just look in attics and basements because they're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the trade-in, trade-up event at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? They'll pay on the spot for qualified used gear and give you a great deal on your new gear. Find details at your local store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Number 3. At number 3 on the countdown this week, the presidential race 2.5 years out from our affiliate, The Truth, 104.1 in Tucson. Host John Justice talking to political analyst Essie Cupps about Chelsea Clinton's pregnancy and how it's already being used against Hillary Clinton, who hasn't even announced she's going to run yet.
You have a new New York Daily News column out. Stop politicizing Chelsea Clinton's baby. I want to start with a new conspiracy that I want to team up with you to spread.
Okay.
You ready? The Clintons actually got together. They teamed up to plan a Chelsea Clinton pregnancy at this time, knowing that people would go and say it was a conspiracy to make everybody look stupid and Hillary Clinton look great.
That's really meta. That's like, you're not quite on the level of the people who,
right,
whose conspiracy theory is that they planned this pregnancy,
right,
to coincide with 2016. You're not quite there.
No.
You're above that.
Right.
There's still a level of planning to this.
Yeah.
They
got together to plan a pregnancy to make that happen so that
people like Steve Malzberg,
right,
would be like,
right,
talking about the conspiracy that they planned it.
We're going to give people the opportunity to be stupid through this conspiracy. And this may be the first time I've ever been meta. So you know what?
Wow.
I feel accomplished at this point in time, Essie Cupps.
It was meta, but that's really not following the advice of my colleagues. You're doing the opposite. You're just like adding a layer.
That's true.
On what I tell people not to do. No, I mean, honestly, it's sort of inevitable, right? Because Hillary Clinton is probably running for president, and this news is already being politicized by both sides. I mean, it's not just Steve Malzberg on the right, who had that insane conspiracy theory that it was timed and he said it badly and it was, I thought, incredibly offensive and stupid. But it's also the folks on the left who want to make this like the second coming of the baby Jesus and the thing that is going to make Hillary, like all of Hillary's problems go away. Like whatever was keeping Hillary from getting elected in 2016, this baby solves it all. And that's ridiculous as well. So I just, in thinking back to some of the campaigns that I've covered and the campaigns that I remember and some of the terrible treatment of political kids, whether it was Sarah Palin's son Trigg or John McCain's daughter Bridget, his adopted daughter Bridget, or even just recently the Melissa Harris Perry mocking of Mitt Romney's African-American grandchild. I mean, that stuff is so grotesque and such a terrible reflection of our political and media process that I was just hoping maybe just this one kid could be spared from that politicization, but you've already ruined it.
Number two, the focus on the Affordable Health Care Act. Here's host Howie Carr talking to Senator Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire about how she's fighting her good fight against Obamacare.
You've been fighting Obamacare with the medical device taxes, which has been a real horror show for both Massachusetts and New Hampshire.
No, it is a horror show. And let me just tell you about a company I visited yesterday in New Hampshire, Novacure, doing great work, life-saving device that has been effective and helped on glioblastoma cancer, really aggressive form of brain cancer, and now they're looking to try it on other cancers. And the medical device tax, 2.3% tax on revenue, brand company that's never made
on
money.
On all revenue.
On all revenue. And this is what it means to that company, Howie. So this year they'll pay $1.3 million in that tax. They could do 4 clinical trials on applying this technology to different kinds of cancer and seeing, you know, and helping save people's lives. And that makes it very real. It's revenue, all revenue. They've never made a profit. This is about a startup, so it's a tax on innovation and making sure people in this country have the best medical device taxes, best medical devices to save lives. But let me tell you one other Obamacare
horror story. Yeah.
So I know you love to come up to New Hampshire. Our ski areas, I heard from a manager of one of our ski areas that the ski areas are thinking of shortening their ski season,
right,
and their summer seasons because of the way that seasonal employees are defined under Obamacare.
Brilliant, huh? Jared from Obamacare. All right. Number one coming up next on the countdown. Stay tuned. I'm Doug Steffen.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
No surprise here. Russian aggression in Ukraine. Troops being sent to Poland, etc., etc. Number one this week on the countdown. Here's host Jeff Tyson talking to political strategist Kamara Clifton about Vice President Biden's trip to the Ukraine this past week and what, if anything, was accomplished by it.
Do you believe this is really doing anything to help the situation?
Well, I think the situation for Biden has improved because he got some media coverage that wasn't about him being completely stupid. the two things that he said, though, while he was there, which is interesting, both one just funnier than the other, is that he met, before he met with the Prime Minister, he talked to, I think, four candidates for that position. And he said to them, I hope that you're more successful in your presidential bids than I've been in both of mine. And, you know, bless their hearts, they don't want to turn out like him. But the other thing that he said to the leader of the Ukraine, which is interesting but doesn't really mean much, is that their problems could be over if they would just unleash their energy resources. Well, isn't that amazing, given that we can't get the Keystone Pipeline even back on the table until after the midterms?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's all about shutting it down here.
Yes, of course. But all of those things, honestly, they don't really make one ounce of difference. It's just theater. It's political theater. And the reason, JT, is that Russia cannot afford, by their own standards, they have three things that they measure the strength of Mother Russia by. And one of them, which actually might be the most important, is the position of Russia in the world. And letting the Ukraine be part of a European, thought process,
right,
political alliance, whatever it is the most important thing they have to overcome. So on their domestic policy and their foreign policy, getting the Ukraine back into, Soviet control. That is the single most important thing that will happen.
All right. Also, as the coverage of this is very important this week and a lot of conversation about it, here to prove that, host Terry Boyd with Bob Costantini, a reporter over there, about the troops that are being sent into Poland.
We have 150 soldiers that we have in Poland.
Yeah.
What message
derived?
Right. What message is that sending to the world when there's 40,000 Russian soldiers? I mean, I can do math. That doesn't seem like it's going to work.
Well, the Russian soldiers, of course, are massed along the border with Ukraine, and there's some debate, obviously, in Ukraine as to whether or not Russian forces, special forces in particular, are helping foment this ongoing anti-Kiev, Russian-leaning, the militants there who want, in a sense, to break away from Ukraine and align with Russia. The troops going to Poland, it's 150 paratroopers who have arrived in Poland, are going to be getting a series of military exercises. But it's just designed, in a sense, to reassure some of the NATO allies who are right there in the shadow of Ukraine, that the United States and one would assume the West along with them are, ready to back them if Russia has further designs and does, any kind of further invasion into Ukraine and eastern Ukraine, of course, especially. Ukraine, obviously, Terry Matt, is not a NATO ally.
I understand what they're trying to do there, but the world is watching, and like I said, I'm an everyday guy. That wouldn't make me feel like we were committing to our NATO allies with 150 soldiers. I can't wrap my head around the math. Is there some underlying thing that I'm missing, and the circles of friends that I have, we're all 150? That has to be a typo. That can't be right.
Well, it's not designed in a sense to match soldier for soldier, if you will, if you want to put it that way, to what Russia has supposedly amassed along the border. These are paratroopers, by the way, are coming from Italy, NATO bases in Italy and other places in Europe. But this is an attempt to put more Americans, and it is. It's not a man-for-man kind of situation, but it's just an attempt to try to deliver some kind of message, not only to Poland, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, which are the other countries that are going to be seeing some U.S. Forces there to help them train and engage in exercises. The message really is designed to go to President Putin in Moscow and say, look, we know how you seem to want to try to recreate much of the Soviet Union and the spheres of influence and all those old Cold War terms that, if you're old enough to remember that sort of stuff, it's just designed to send some kind of message to him. Whether or not he really gets it or whether or not he understands, obviously remains to be seen.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks for being here for this hour of the review of what's going on in the wonderful world of News Talk Radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.